Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, 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 holla. Welcome back. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Let's dive into a new day, a new week in the fourth month of 2020, man. It's a wild time to be alive. Isn't it a wild time? Hey, if you haven't left a rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes, you're not allowed to listen any further. So I just need to let you know that. I have people monitoring you right now. And if you haven't left a rating, I will find out. It'll get back to me. I promise you. Hey, in all seriousness, could you leave a rating on iTunes? Leave a, I don't care. You know what I say? Love the show? Let me know. Hate the show? Let me know. Just let me know. Do you got emotion? Am I causing and stirring any kind of emotion in you with the Everyday Saturday podcast? That'd be great. Go ahead and do that. Either pause it right now or after this particular episode. So it's kind of a dark, gloomy day on a Monday after Easter. He is risen indeed. I'm across the street from the world-famous Dunkin' Donuts in a remote location in a dark grocery store parking lot with everybody staring at the guy screaming into his phone. And man, am I excited. I'm jacked up. It's a new day. Let's talk about my favorite topic, which is you, and how you're going to overthink everything today, and then you're going to get up tomorrow and you're going to overthink that, and then by the time Friday hits, you're going to look back and say, damn, this week went fast. Wow. Well, the week went about as fast or slow as it always does. It's just whether or not you had some great momentum going. We all have great ideas, man, and isn't this the truth, okay? The beauty about being you is that you have amazing ideas, like a lot of amazing ideas. The downside of that is you have so many amazing ideas and just great ideas. Is that a true statement? Would you agree with that statement? So how do you flush out the ones that are gonna make money? I gotta make money. Well, you do. I get it, man. I get it. But let's also kind of rewind it just a second if we can. Can we do that? Just kind of take a step back from all the making money stuff, because you're gonna make money. Let me share with you over the past 3 weeks, I've launched what could be described as a digital agency, you know, building sites, building pages, building funnels, coaching on how to monetize and creating digital products. I kind of like it. I didn't think I was going to like it because of the high maintenance that comes along. Look, in a service type business, you know that. Imagine me. If you listen to a show for any length of time, whether you've been listening 15 years or 15 minutes, you know that my kryptonite is running an adult daycare. That's why I got out of the corporate life. I couldn't run an adult daycare anymore. Are you okay? Does that look okay? Are you feeling okay today? Hey, remember, we're going to have an attitude survey come around. Can you give me a 5 out of 5 stars for being a good teammate? That's not my style, man. I think we're all big boys and girls. I think we were put here to make a huge difference. And look, you got to figure a lot of this stuff out. And the beauty of it is all the information you need is right in front of you. So running this digital agency, I brought on clients, man, and it's just they're the best of the best people. Like, they're low maintenance. They're not whiny. They don't like, hey, do you like the yellow or the orange in my logo? You know, logos don't matter. I love it. I think business cards are great, too. You guys are awesome that have your business cards with your logo that don't have any revenue coming in, but you're making 75 changes to your business cards. Okay, that's great. I love you, but that none of that matters. Okay, none of that matters. You're talking about a guy who cuts his own hair now, that's podcasting in a dark grocery store parking lot, who sounds sometimes like Porky Pig on a meth trip. Okay? So when you're trying to get me to dive on that other side of this line that talks about, well, you got to pay attention to detail. Oh, I get it. Now I pay attention to detail. Like when I get in my car, I make sure it's in drive. Okay? That's about as detailed as I get. I'm not interested in how it got in drive. I don't need to know how it's moving forward. I assume that the dealer put the car together in the right way and everything's going to be fine. I don't need to know that stuff. Raining outside today, I assume I pressed that lever down one. It's going to go, the wipers are going to come on, you know? And if it doesn't, I'll figure it out, or I'll take it to somebody that can figure it out and fix it right away. Your car, that vehicle, man, that's your message. Like, that's what you really got to dive into, and you got to gain crystal clear clarity. How about that? That's an amazing, guys, I just put together a really solid sentence there. I need you to really pay attention. I said crystal clear clarity. You know, that's pretty profound. You know, you don't hear that from Ivy Leaguers. And I you know, I didn't want to necessarily dive into that whole agency model, but I realized, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it painfully obvious that you have to be a particular type of individual who likes to have fun, you like to laugh, you like to make money, you like to find your message and your passion and help other people, and you're not going to major in minor things. If you fit all those categories, giddy up, man. I'll build the entire thing out for you and show you how to make money with it. So you need to also find those types of people. I think a lot of people get into this entrepreneurial game or whatever game, building a business, doing your thing, and you end up attracting people that you don't want to attract into your business. It doesn't make them bad people. They're just bad for your business. I mean, there's so many examples of this. The obvious ones are people that don't have any money, yet you want to help them. You know, we all want to help everybody. And there's a time and a place to donate your money, donate your time. We all do that. We love to do it. The issue becomes we also need to provide for our family, so we need to actually charge for what our intellectual property, our services. I mean, that's like teaching somebody how to play guitar lessons or something, and you got to get them on Zoom calls, which really has nothing to do with money. They'd gladly pay you, but they don't have a solid internet connection, or they don't have a place where they can practice, you know, or acquire. And it's like, okay, we're working a little too hard right now for me to teach you how to play guitar. Ideally, the individual is you own a guitar, you have access to one, you've got a place that you can dedicate for an hour on a Zoom call with me, and I'm going to show you and I'm going to send you the replay, and then you're going to actually do the things that we talk about, and you're going to report back on the next call, and we're going to learn how to play guitar. And, you know, by the time we're all done, you're going to be Eddie Van Halen, okay? So today, I want to help you understand that you have everything that you need to monetize your passion when that message is really dialed in and you don't go to the store hungry. You know, you ever been to the store hungry? You ever work out, go to the gym, or you just haven't eaten all day and you go to work and then you come home from work and it's 6 o'clock at night and you're going up and down the aisles and you're like, oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. And you're in the worst, like you're in the chip section. You know, oh my God, those nachos, I'm going to eat them on the way home. You know, back in the day in 1991, I was in telephone sales in Tonawanda, New York, and I was living in North Tonawanda, New York. And right down there on Niagara Falls Boulevard was our office. And there was 1 mile away was a McDonald's. Okay. And so I was in my early 20s at the time. So metabolism was much higher and I could probably ward off a lot of this stuff. But nonetheless, man, my face looked like someone put an air pump in the back of my head and blew that thing up. I mean, I was not in good shape. And this is a shocker. Why? Because I didn't eat breakfast. So I would grab a coffee on the way to work. And then, I mean, I was so lucky to have a half hour for lunch. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. And not to mention, I got a 15-minute break in the morning and a 15-minute break in the afternoon. I mean, you talk about playing with the house's money. Oh boy. So I would leave the office at 12 noon and I would go up 1 mile up the road to McDonald's and I would order 3 burgers. They were $1 each. I just was on a budget, man. My base salary, you'll never guess it, so I tell it to you, $9,900. $9,990 for the year. For the year, telephone sales. Oh my God, it's like, oh man, that's crazy. That's like Chinese sweatshop type pay. So, but I got to wear a tie. So I would go to McDonald's and I'd get 3 burgers, and it was 1 mile, guys, 1 mile, and the speed limit's 45 mph, and I would have all 3 burgers gone, done, eaten, with the wrappers on my front seat by the time I got back to the office. How long does it take you to drive 1 mile going 45 mph? All right, do the math. That's how fast I scarfed down 3 burgers from McDonald's every day. That's what's called being ill-prepared, going to the store hungry, going to the drive-thru hungry, Don't bring people on like that, and don't be like that in your own business as well. Don't be so hungry that you're desperate and you bring on bad clients or you create bad content just because you want to create any content in any market. This isn't any kind of a market. There are specific people out there with specific needs, and it doesn't matter that half the country is closed down right now. You got to adjust. I mean, this is the beauty of all of this is it's forced me and my clients as well to really adjust. And I don't like this word a lot, but pivot. I think that's one of the most overused words in entrepreneurship and businesses, pivot. But that it's great in this context. It has caused me to pivot. Since I got back from Vegas, everything changed. The live event in Vegas was March 14th and 15th. I came back and nobody was allowed to leave my house, and nobody has except me since then. You know, because I go to the grocery store, do all the shopping, and of course I got to get the coffee, and of course I got a podcast like I am right now. But man, you got to be a little flexible, you know, and you got to stick with one idea right now. Hold a magnifying glass over that for the next 30 days. So can you do that? I mean, just for 30 to 60 days and get the pages built. Build one page. Send traffic organically, whether that's a Facebook Live, whether that's this podcast like this. And have your call to action dialed in. What are you going to provide for people for free that they're going to be so excited that they're going to pay you after that? Because they're going to think, wow, your free content is so amazing. I can't imagine what if I paid you. I mean, look at just the regular businesses that do this, like dentists, you know, 2 free cleanings, come on in. Chiropractor gives you a free adjustment, free massage. Look at Groupon as an example, you know. Just follow that model. These are billion-dollar models that work all day, every day. Mine's the free call. Go to launchwithsam.com and book your free call. And I make no bones about it. I'm looking to work with amazing people. And amazing people always book the call. Not everybody's got the money to get started or they're not ready right now. But I make no mistakes. The reason we're doing that call is so I can help you understand what your zone of genius is and give you some really great ideas. And then I want to work with you, you know. And I got a customizable plan for every single person. I just want to make sure that you want to work. You know, because a lot of people show up on the call with some really great ideas, but they don't want to do the work. Like, yeah, you know, I'll get to it. Thanks so much, Sam. That's some really good stuff. I'll think about it. Well, you keep thinking about it because you've been thinking about it for 35 years, and you're going to be thinking about it for another 35, and you're going to end up 6 feet under, not being able to think anymore, and full of regret, you know? So I'm just encouraging you. Take action. Don't overthink this stuff. You got a lot of great ideas. Pick one. And how do you pick the right one? Well, what's the biggest opportunity right now? What's the lowest barrier to entry? And how can you put a couple bucks in your pocket? Look, you can make $1,000 in the next 2 weeks. That is about the easiest formula ever, okay? There's so many ways to do it. Maybe I'll do a podcast on it or even a webinar on it because people just overthink this stuff way too much. So take it from your boy who cut his hair yesterday. I've been kicked outside. I cut my hair outside looking into the picture window. I put a photo. I think I put it on my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Take it from your boy who went from the $10 haircut to his own haircut, screaming into the phone in a grocery store parking lot, sipping on his large Dunkin'. You can do it. All right. You can do it. All right. Let's get after it. Get on my calendar. Launchwithsam.com. Oh, don't forget to rate the podcast. Go to iTunes right now. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.